Police File. True crime stories which made banner headlines in your newspapers. Stories as in the files of your police department and gathered from the records of one of the largest newspaper organizations in the Southern Hemisphere. Tonight we glance at the file taken from People magazine on William John O'Malley. William John O'Malley. As usual, all names used are fictitious, but the facts are true. In this story of The Yellow Streak. The scene is the Melbourne Criminal Court on a night toward the middle of last year. The chief actor in the drama is William John O'Malley. He's 31. He's desperate. Because the charge he faces is the charge of murder.
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, first of all, I want you to know that I'm innocent of this charge. I swear it, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. I wasn't at Caulfield. I didn't shoot Constable Howard. Your Honor and gentlemen of the jury, I've never possessed a gun. I've never owned a gun, and I've never fired a gun. Now, please, I want to tell you my own story. This is my own story, and I want to tell it my own way. I'm sure you'll understand.
Couldn't you stand it, Sergeant?
Close the door, it makes me sick.
Cigarette?
Well, we can't smoke in the court precincts. Yeah, give me one. Sure, inside, we'll keep them all busy. Thanks.
What's the verdict going to be, Sergeant?
I'm not on the jury, Dixon.
Would you like to be?
I knew Tom Howard. You didn't?
Not very well. I was still a cadet when he passed through.
He was a good boy. Whenever they start throwing muck at the police force, I remember Tom Howard. He died trying to protect the public from rats like O'Malley.
Pity they won't let us quote O'Malley's past record, Sergeant.
Not in a murder case. It's some record, too.
Oh, I don't know much. Only what I've heard.
He started in Sydney. He became a state ward at the age of 14.
Ooh, tough.
Yeah, I know. But others have gone through it and not ended up shooting constables.
What was his record?
Bad. I remember I was over in Sydney once, some case or other. That's when I first met William John O'Malley. I was at headquarters talking to Sergeant Jim Walker, and he brought the matter up.
Here's a boy you won't ever want to see down in Melbourne, Morrison.
Oh, who's that?
Kid by the name of O'Malley. At least that's one of his names. There's about eight others.
He's a bad boy, eh?
Really bad. We'll see him in a minute, if you like to stick around.
If you insist.
I don't insist. But when we kick him out of this state, he'll head for Melbourne, and a preview won't hurt, will it?
What have his charges been?
The lot. Started off assaulting a constable. 16 at the time. Sent him to Gosford, then to Yanko. Didn't do any good. Started in a flood. Stealing, housebreaking. More assaults on constables.
I gather he doesn't like police, Walker.
No, he... Yeah. This will be O'Malley now. They're bringing him in for an interview. Listen hard, Morrison. Come in.
You know who, Sergeant.
Okay, toss him in.
This way, O'Malley.
O'Malley came in and sat down. He was about 25, largely dressed, flowing tie, bodgy haircut. Big, florid man with fat cheeks and piggy little eyes.
Know why you're here, O'Malley?
Sergeant, I didn't do this thing. Honest, I didn't.
All the evidence says differently.
Oh, but a poor old dame like that. Her husband just dead and some rat takes her life savings. You think I'd do a thing like that, Sergeant?
Yes. Because you're the rat, O'Malley.
Oh, now, Sergeant, Mr. Walker...
Save it for the judge.
Oh, listen, I never had a chance. All my life I've had a rough deal. Mr. Walker, please...
You've been brought in here to make a statement, O'Malley. Now, do you want to make it, or shall we leave it to the court?
But I've never done nothing. How can I make a...
It'll be easier if you make a statement.
Yeah?
Yes.
And if I don't?
3 years, I hope.
Three... Oh, you lousy cop. You stinking lousy...
All right, all right. Take him away, Regan.
Just a moment. Can I ask a question, Walker?
Sure.
Cute hairstyle you wear, O'Malley.
What?
I said it's a cute hairstyle.
I was in the army. My hair's thick like this, it covers up a war wound.
Really? Who told you that one? Sam Slade?
Oh, another lousy cop. Where are you from? I ain't seen you.
Melbourne, where Sam Slade lives. That's all. Thanks, Walker.
All right, Regan. Out of it.
Oh, but look, I'm innocent, Sergeant. You can't do this for me, Mr. Walker. Now, look, give me a fear. Go on.
Yellow rat, eh? What was all that about his hair, Morrison?
Sam Slade wears his hair the same way, same reason. An old war wound.
O'Malley was never at any war.
Neither was Slade. But I'm beginning to suspect that O'Malley has been to Melbourne.
Could be. Maybe he'll even go back there when we've done with him. You know, that's the best news I've had this week.
I'll let you know if we see him. Oh, about this other case.
And that was your first meeting, eh, Sergeant?
Yes, Dixon. A great boy on assaulting policemen was O'Malley. Open that court door a little. See what they're up to.
Yeah, good idea.
And so, gentlemen of the jury, I'm asking you. I'm putting the question to you. Now, do I look that kind of a man? Well, do I? Why, to shoot a policeman, gentlemen of the jury, that's a terrible thing. And look, I don't know nothing about guns. Honest, I don't.
All right, that's enough.
What they call an impassioned appeal.
Don't laugh, Dixon. He might get away with it yet.
And did you meet O'Malley down here, Sarge?
I met him. Now, give me another smoke.
Yes, here.
Thanks. Yes, I met O'Malley. Only a year later, as a matter of fact.
But what about that Sydney charge?
It went before a magistrate. He put over one of his impassioned appeals, as you call them. He got a year with remissions. Yeah. And the old lady whose life savings he took put her head in a gas oven a few months later. It happens, Dixon. Anyway, I was out at St. Kilda Station one night when they brought him in. He was bigger, fatter, wore clothes even more gaudy than in Sydney. But I knew him at once.
Having a good look?
Yes. You're O'Malley.
My name's Thompson.
It was O'Malley in Sydney when you got a year for taking a pensioner's life savings.
Oh, a smart copper, eh? Yeah, I remember you now.
You're unforgettable. What's the charge, Constable?
Breaking and entering, Sarge. 5 charges.
Will they stick?
You bet they'll stick. You lousy copper.
Learn some new phrases, O'Malley, and remember this. You're in Melbourne now. Get tough and we throw you out. You stay thrown out.
It's a free country, ain't it?
Listen. I know your record. You've been up time and again in Sydney for assaulting policemen. Try it down here and see what happens.
Yeah? What?
I'll throw the book at you, you dirty little yellow scum. You...
Oh, look, lay off, will you? I ain't done nothing. I ain't touched a copper since I've been here, I swear I ain't. I'm off that. Honest, I am.
Stay off. All right, Constable, where's your evidence?
Did the housebreaking charge a stick, Sergeant?
No, the constable had been too hasty. The case didn't look so good in court.
And I suppose O'Malley put up a good story.
It made me sick to listen. The magistrate was nearly crying by the time he'd finished.
The judge in this case won't cry.
Old Richard's got a brain like a block of ice. There, though. Open that door again.
Your Honor. Your Honor, there's something else. I'm a married man. I've got a wife and... And there's a child. A child, Your Honor. Gentlemen of the jury, I love my wife. I love her. I didn't shoot Constable Allard. I was home with my wife. Well, she said so. You heard her evidence. Didn't she say so?
This is where I start.
She gave me her evidence.
Shut him off.
He'll go for hours yet.
Did you catch a glimpse of the judge? Just sitting there looking. But, oh, boy, that look.
You'll never know what Judge Richards is thinking. It's the jury I stared at.
How do they look?
Like 12 embarrassed men.
Is that a good sign?
Maybe. Anyhow, O'Malley roamed between here and Sydney for the next year or so.
When was this exactly?
Oh, about 49, 50. And then came the night in June, 50. I was out at St. Kilda again, and they dragged O'Malley in, 6 of them. And what a sight they all were, too.
Lay off. Let me go, will you? Lay off.
What's going on here?
Assault, Sergeant.
Whom did he assault?
Constable Roberts.
It's a lie. That rat of a copper, he came at me, he threw me on the ground.
All right, O'Malley.
Who are you? Oh, it's you.
Me. So you've started your old game again, eh? Assaulting the police.
It's a lie. I wasn't doing nothing. I'm walking along the street, and next thing I know...
They were stealing a car, Sergeant. Roberts asked him what he was doing. Next thing...
Keep it for the report. Roberts all right? Good. Well, O'Malley, nice spot of bother.
I didn't steal that car, I didn't.
You were about to. Robert stopped you.
Yeah, and I stopped him. A great lout.
You're the great lout. I ought to knock your silly head off, you yellow swine.
Don't you touch me.
I wouldn't dirty my hands. But the time will come.
Yeah? Heaven help you or the copper who tries to take me next time.
What did you say?
I said, heaven help you or the copper who tries to take me next time.
I remember that, O'Malley. Put him in the cells, Constable.
Oh, look, Sergeant, I didn't mean that. Sergeant, listen to me. It's a mistake, I swear it.
He actually said that?
He said that. And I remembered. Open that door again.
So, you see, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Oh, look, Your Honor, my nature's a gentle nature. My wife can testify to that. You've heard her evidence. It's a gentle nature, Your Honor. Why, I would not. I just couldn't hurt anybody.
I can't stand that anymore. If he gets away with this, Sergeant...
Steady, boy. Well, 18 months went by. Constable Tom Howard was shot. And I remembered what O'Malley had said.
Heaven help you, or the copper who tries to take me next time.
At the Melbourne Criminal Court, the night wore on. William John O'Malley was still making his statement from the dock. The judge still watched, the jury still listened. Up in the public gallery, a slim, auburn-haired girl of 21, O'Malley's wife, kept her lips moving. She was praying. And out in the corridor, Detective Sergeant Morrison and Constable Dixon waited.
I'll never forget the night Howard was shot, Sergeant. I was in bed asleep when the phone rang. I never knew I could get into uniform so quickly.
Yes, we moved that night. When the news came through, Inspector Bill Gordon used every word that isn't in the dictionary. Then we swung into it.
You didn't suspect O'Malley straight away, did you?
No. I'm no Sherlock Holmes, son. Just a dumb copper. But I have got a long memory.
You went to the hospital when Howard was taken there, didn't you?
Yes. I want to tell you something else before that. Something that proves that even rats like O'Malley have their good side.
Good side?
He's human, same as the rest of us. Got another smoke?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. I'll buy you some one day. Anyhow, after the assault out at St. Kilda, O'Malley got married.
I saw his wife up in the gallery. She looks all right.
She is. I met O'Malley in the street one day. Or rather, he made a point of meeting me.
Uh-huh.
I saw him a mile away. Then he saw me and crossed the road. So I waited. Because you never know what you might pick up.
Oh, hello, Sergeant.
O'Malley. And don't say fancy meeting you. What do you want?
Sergeant,
I'm a married man.
What do I do, write a check?
Oh, no, no. Look, you don't understand. I've changed, like, Sergeant. I've
reformed?
Yeah, that's it. Reformed.
Since when?
Since I got married. Look, you don't believe me. It's true, honest it is.
I could almost believe you. Where's your union card?
A what?
Union card. Honest men have honest jobs, O'Malley. What's your union?
Oh, I ain't that good, Sergeant. I mean, well, look, with a record like mine...
I could get you a job, O'Malley, a steady job.
Could you?
Yep.
Right. Oh, well, look, that's good of you, Sergeant, but give me time to think about it. I mean, well, you know...
No, I don't know.
You should see the wife, Sergeant. Oh, look, I love that girl. Jean's the nicest girl I ever met. And when she said yes, I... Well... Oh, well, heck, Sergeant, life isn't so bad after all, is it?
O'Malley, sometimes I have dinner at the home of a man who has one of the nastiest records in this state.
Yeah?
He's an old lag, reformed, really reformed. He has a wife and kids, and he loves them. He's a good cook, too.
A wife? I bet she can't cook like my Jean.
I'd like to test that out one night. You've got time on your side, O'Malley. Use it.
Time?
Yeah. Reforming takes time. Come back a year from now and we'll have another talk about it.
But he didn't reform, did he?
I made inquiries, Dixon. His wife was a nice girl, all right. He did everything for her. He showered her with presents. It was one long honeymoon.
And the presents?
Yeah, you've guessed it. Stolen goods, all of it. I doubt sometimes if she ever knew.
Some women are...
Could happen to anyone, son. And O'Malley's not bad looking, you know. Open that door. He must have finished appealing by now.
Oh, all that I'm saying is important. And you know how important it is. Look, my wife's up there and she's listening. She knows what I'm like. I'm a good husband to her and I love my son. Oh, Your Honor, you should see my son. You should...
Sergeant, I've had enough of O'Malley.
I know. There's a funny thing about that night Tom Howard was shot. Sergeant Jim Walker was down from Sydney on another matter. We'd had a late session at headquarters when the phone rang. Sergeant Morrison.
Who?
Yep. Yes. What? When was this? All right, okay. Yes, sure. Okay. Right.
Trouble?
Are you kidding? Constable shot out near Caulfield.
Grabbed anybody yet?
No, Constable's not dead either. Yet.
Where are you off?
The hospital. Stick around, will you, Jim?
I've got a car outside. Well,
Morrison? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I knew. I was going to the hospital. Oh. Yes, all right, sir. Very good.
What's wrong? Not dead, is he?
He's sinking. That was the chief. He's handed me the worst job of the lot.
Telling the boy's mother.
Yes. Well, come on, don't just stand there. Let's get moving.
But the boy's addressed.
I know it. I know Tom Howard. Now I have to meet his mother.
Took it well, Morrison.
I don't want to talk about it, Jim.
Might pull through.
He might.
Any ideas who could have done it?
I'll have plenty by the morning. Right now, I'm hoping Howard himself has something for us. Drive a little faster, won't you?
Was Howard able to talk, Sergeant?
Only just. It was a .22 lodged near his spine. The doctors didn't dare operate.
Oh, no. What did Howard say exactly?
The boys told me what he'd said on the roadway. He hailed this chap...
O'Malley?
We'll let the jury decide that. He hailed this chap he saw tampering with a car near the cinema. The man threw a leather bag in his face and ran. Howard caught up with him. They had a fight. Howard was shot.
And he still had the guts to struggle for 10 yards trying to hold on to the rat who shot him. I wonder if I could do that.
Tom Howard did. The boys told me what he said.
Crook.
I'm finished. Oh, when are they going to fix the hole in my stomach?
Bear up, Tommy.
Did you get the bag? And the hat? And he had a torch. The bag.
All he could say. He collapsed. They took him to hospital.
Did he say much there?
Very little. Boys had moved fast. When Jim Walker and I got there, they already had someone there for Hard to try to identify.
I was in bed. I can prove it. I don't know anything about all this.
They hustled the fellow in, but Hard was past all that.
I can't see. I'm too sick. I can't. I'm
was the man O'Malley?
No, we haven't got that far. Then a few hours later, Tom Hard died. He was a good kid.
I'll see if O'Malley's still talking to him.
Quiet. It's the judge.
The decision you have to make, gentlemen of the jury, is a simple one. You must not ask yourself, if this man didn't do it, who did? You must ask yourself, was this the man who shot Constable Howard? If the answer is yes, then your duty is clear before you. If, however, you have any doubt, any reasonable doubt at all, then your verdict must be...
There won't be anything new, Dixon.
Nor any doubt either. O'Malley did it.
Yep. You know, and I know. But the jury...
I glanced at O'Malley. He was crying.
That's right.
How did you actually get onto him, Sergeant?
Jim Walker from Sydney was a help there. You can guess what it was like at headquarters the day after Howard died. I haven't seen the place in such a turmoil since the day they arrested Leonsky.
Sergeant Walker had a suggestion?
A good one. We had the evidence, you see. The brown leather bag, the black felt hat, the torch, a ring of car keys, a screwdriver. All the stuff that had been dropped at the spot where Howard had been shot.
The stuff you proved later that O'Malley had stolen.
Yeah, but we didn't know that then. I was back in my office. Jim Walker was...
Morrison, how does O'Malley rate with you down here?
O'Malley?
They pulled him in for questioning at all yet?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, you were in Sydney that time. You saw him. And his record...
Yeah. Fond of assaulting policemen. He's done it down here.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heaven help you or a copper who tries to take me next time.
What's on your mind, Morrison?
A lot. Thanks, Jimmy. This may be the break.
Anything I can do to help?
Yeah. Come with me to the commissioner. He can listen and we'll both talk.
Hi, what is it? Oh.
Hello, O'Malley.
Hey, listen, it's only 7 o'clock.
And you in pajamas like a respectable citizen. We're coming in, O'Malley.
But what for? You can't...
Stand aside. All right, boys, search and search thoroughly. You know what we want.
What do you want? I'm going straight...
Fine, then if you're going straight, what are you worrying about?
What do you want? What's all this?
We want the man who killed Constable Howard.
Sergeant, not me. Oh, no, look, I didn't. I couldn't. I was
Take
here.
A seat, O'Malley, not too far away. We might want you.
You wanted him, all right, Sergeant?
Yeah, we wanted him. We took possession of certain articles in his house and arrested him for theft, and then it started in a flood.
What a tire.
Beautiful, wasn't it? Stolen goods found in O'Malley's house tallied with the articles found at the scene of the murder. They'd been stolen from the same houses.
It's a frame! I tell you, it's a frame!
They tallied. Explain that.
Well, I...
Explain it!
I can't. You planted the stuff.
You rotten scum. You were there in the house when we found the stuff.
I didn't pinch it. Any of it. I'll tell you. It was Sam Slade took the stuff. Slade. It was Slade.
You shot Howard. You shot Tom Howard.
I didn't. Oh, look, I didn't. My wife.
Finally, gentlemen of the jury... I ask that you set aside any of the histrionics of the accused. Such talents may have their virtues in the proper place. But in a court of law, emotionalism has no place. nor must it have a place in your verdict. That's all.
Then, of course, there was the taxi driver. O'Malley picked up a taxi from just near the scene of the murder. They couldn't shake the driver on that.
Stuck to his guns, didn't he, Sergeant? Put O'Malley in a spot, he won't be...
No! No!
Hey, we've missed it, the verdict. Open that door, quick!
I'm innocent! I didn't do it, I couldn't have... I lost my wife! My child, I couldn't have done it!
And there, you'll be hanged by the neck until you are dead.
Judge! Your Honor, I didn't do it!
And may the Lord have mercy on your soul.
Ah, Jeannie! Jeannie, my wife! Darling! Jeannie!
Harlan!
They got him.
Good old Judge Richards. Good old Judge Richards.
Will he hang, Sergeant?
Son, I... Here, give me a smoke. I'm going home.
Good night, Sergeant.
Good night, son.
William John O'Malley did not hang, hanging not being the policy of the government in power. He has instead his whole life to remember that the men of the CIB know their job and do it.